I think there are doers and there are beers. A doer is someone who loves a task. They can organize it. They can plan it out. They can work on the execution to come to the conclusion and the gratification of seeing something that they have done with their hands, with equipment, with whatever to accomplish it. And there are beers who like to have time to sit in quiet, in meditation, in prayer, to simply be as they are. Now, this is not to say that they are mutually exclusive, because many people have a little bit of both. But typically, one is more prevalent than the other. I don't know how you would classify yourself, or perhaps I should ask how your spouse would classify you. Frequently, they're more accurate in doing it. When we look at people who have developed personality type questionnaires, I don't know if you've taken one, but they will come out with different personality types. And there are those who like to be the task-oriented. They want to accomplish it. And there are those who want to be the processors. And they will process it. And there's nothing like trying to watch the two different personalities try to balance it out. In the gospel today, that's pretty much what we heard about. Jesus coming into the town where Martha and Mary live. I would expect, as I read into the story, that Martha is probably the older sister. And because it is described as her house, she may have inherited it from her husband, so she therefore may be a widow. But she is the one who is in charge of the home, and as such, she is the one who invited Jesus to come in. She welcomes him into her home. Then she gets busy, as she is welcoming him, to try to get things to prepare and lay before them. And I would expect that, as it said, it was Jesus and his followers. So it's not just one person coming in. She is hosting a gathering of people. Hospitality in that culture was very important. It was integral to how we greeted the stranger, the one who was coming in. In the story of Abram, who became Abraham, while he was still Abram, we hear the story of him sitting in the doorway of his tent and looking up and suddenly seeing three strangers appearing. And he's out in the middle of the desert someplace because he's got to feed his herds and all the rest of it. But he's sitting there, and suddenly out in the wilderness appear three strangers. And the story tells us about Abram getting up, rushing out to greet them, first inviting them to come sit in the shade of a tree, then offering to get them some water that they could use to wash their feet, to make them feel more comfortable. And then he says he wants to give them a morsel of bread to eat. But being who he is, as a welcoming host, he also, we hear, decides he needs to go and slaughter a calf so that while Sarah is making bread, he's cooking the calf to prepare a meal for them. much more than he had offered in the first place. It was the generosity of greeting the stranger, welcoming in, that is so important. And this kind of behavior, this thinking, carried on through the history of the people of Israel. Unfortunately, all too often, it was ignored. For that reason, when Jesus is speaking to his followers, he tells them in the book of Matthew what we call today the Great Judgment. When you feed the hungry, you give something to drink to the thirsty, you welcome the stranger, you visit the prisoner, this is what you're expected to do. Because he says to them, when you do it to the least of these, my brothers, you do it to me. The same kind of concept. Welcome the stranger. Bring the stranger in. Make them feel welcome. Do something as a host, as a fellow journeyer. That's the role of how we interact. And so we see in this story of Martha and Mary, Martha gets real busy because she's the one who wants to be putting on a nice spread before her Lord and his followers. Now she gets her nose out of joint. Right? Little sister isn't doing her part. She came in and sat down. Because little sister, we can see, is the beer, not the doer. She's the one who wants to simply take in the presence of Jesus, to sit at his feet like a disciple. Well, this is where Martha comes in, and in my judgment, she makes the wrong move. Have you ever heard of triangulation as a way of communication or miscommunication? This is where person A goes to person B and says, would you tell person C such and such? Right? Elizabeth, would you, go over to Maron and ask Maron to talk to Ruth about how she's been behaving? No. You go directly to the person whom you wish to speak to about such and such. It's part of family dynamics. There's nothing like siblings, working around in the circle, having somebody else do something because you're not doing it directly. Isn't this exactly what Martha is doing with Jesus? Would you tell my sister? No, Martha. You could have gone right and said, Mary, I need your help in the kitchen. But she didn't do it. Families do it. All kinds of organizations do it. And oh, yes, we in the church do it too. And that kind of dynamic is taking place here, which is the miscommunication, the getting the information directly and having the interaction between the two parties who have something to be discussed and addressed. And we find it. But we work through communication. We find healthy ways to deal with one another. And that's so much better as to how we interact and do things. But Martha and Mary have welcomed Jesus and his followers into their home. They have welcomed the visitor, the stranger. They have welcomed in the person, and they have offered from what they have to be generous. So how do we as a church welcome strangers? How do we as a church invite someone to come in? Standing at the door and greeting someone who walks up to the door. We may not know who that person is, but we invite them in. We bring them into our worship. Do we make them feel comfortable if they're unfamiliar with our worship? Do we find ways to bring them in and make them feel a part of who we are? After the service, do we invite them to join us for some refreshments? Whether it be here in the parish hall or down at Joe's Diner or whatever, Sam's Bar, depends upon how your day is going. Do we bring them in and make them feel a part of who we are as God's people? That's welcoming the stranger. And that's communicating directly with that person, especially the person that we may not know. And yes, here at 8 o'clock, this community knows each other so well. But do we reach out to someone that we may not know and make them feel a part of us? Because we want them to be a part of us. Jesus has said, by word and example, will you spread the good news? Will you invite? Will you be the hands and feet, the eyes and ears? Will you be his presence to the world? This is the invitation that we are asked to extend to others, and to do it with love and grace and the way in which we have been invited to be a part of his body, the church. And so as we go forth into the world, we go forth to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ to all persons. Amen.
Amen.